The Forgotten Land, a kingdom of memories, was unlike any other realm, a place where time flowed else, and forgotten moments live like whispers in the wind. Leora, a youthful woman with mysterious history, awoke one morning in this ethereal land. Her recollections disintegrated like shattered glass. She wandered the tableware timbers, searching for the pieces of her misplaced life and the verity of who she was. Along the way, she met Aemon, a guardian of recollections, whose solemn eyes had an anguish that sounded to stretch across centuries. He offered to help her uncover the secrets buried deep within the area's heart. Together, they traveled through dreams and echoes, facing murk of forgotten loves and lost expedients. But as their bond grew, so did the troubles lurking in the area, forces determined to keep recollections locked down forever. Echoes of the heart Leora and Aemon's trip took them through shimmering lakes where recollections floated like lanterns and ancient remains echoing with voices long gone. Each step brought them closer to the verity and to each other, but the deeper they ventured, the further Leora's fractured recollections revealed a painful secret she and Aemon had formerly been bound by a love so strong it hovered to unravel the veritably fabric of the area. The Memory Keepers, ancient beings sworn to cover the history, sought to abolish their bond, stewing the chaos it could unleash. Torn between reclaiming her history and guarding their fragile connection, Leora faced insolvable choices. One night, beneath a sky of swirling stars, Aemon rumored, "Our love is a crucial, if we dare to hold on." The last memory, the area quivered as the Memory Keepers unleashed their power, determined to ramify the bond between Leora and Aemon. But love, indeed when buried deep in forgotten moments, refused to be undone. In a final act of courage, Leora and Aemon combined their strength to produce a new memory, one that would outmatch the darkness and rewrite the area's fate. As their hearts beat in accord, the realm around them lustered in change, the history and present weaving together in a shade of stopgap and immolation. Though they knew their time was limited, their love came a lamp, a testament that indeed in the kingdom of memories, true love can transcend time and loss. The morning after the area lustered and shifted, Leora awoke beneath the limbs of a tree that had not been there the day ahead. Its leaves were made of glassy light, and when the wind stirred them, they sang not with sound, but with feelings craving joy, anguish, love. She sat up sluggishly, hand pressed to her casket. Her twinkle felt different now. Not only her own, it echoed noiselessly with Aemon's. He was beside her, resting with his reverse to the tree box, a gentle smile on his lips as if featuring. Not indeed the Memory Keepers could ramify their bond. Yet commodity had changed in the realm. The air buzzed not with peril, but with expectation. "Aemon," she rumored. His eyes opened. "We're still then." "Yes, but it's not the same kingdom presently." They stood together and looked around. The tableware trees of the timber had grown high, but between their caddies lustered doorways, recollections revived into possibilities. The realm was no longer a captivity of the forgotten, but an oil of what could be. Still, peace was a fragile bloom in this land. And commodity, someone was watching. They followed a sluice of memory, lanterns through the timber to a place neither flashback visiting, but both ever knew. The Veiled Court. It was beyond time, where the first recollections were spun into vestments by the original keepers. Once hidden, it had now revealed itself, summoned by the union of their love and defiance. The court wasn't made of gravestone or demitasse, but of woven remembrances, translucent walls fluttering with scenes of lives long lost. As they approached, ghost-like numbers surfaced, robed in memory and culminated with obliviousness. "You have altered the current," one intonated. Her voice was made of lullabies and laments. "The weave unravels." "We saved each other," Leora replied. "And in doing so, we saved the realm." The numbers stirred. Another voice echoed. "Love was no way meant to endure then. It distorts. It consumes. But it also creates," Aemon said, stepping forward. "This realm was dying, caught in cycles of anguish. What we did was end destruction. It was revitalization." The court dithered. Also the League Keeper, known as Solon, stepped down. Her eyes, binary worlds of ancient wisdom, pierced Leora's soul. "Veritably well. Also face what you have created. The keepers opened a rift. Through it, a new trouble surfaced, mirror born. Realities formed from unstable recollections, now awakened by the realm's stirring nature. They were beautiful and intimidating, reflecting one's deepest fears and solicitations. They were drawn to Leora and Aemon, to the anomaly of their love. The first attack came at dusk, as a couple bivouacked near a memory well. The air gurgled and a mirror-born stepped through, a replica of Leora, weeping glass gashes. "She's not real," Leora rumored, heart forging. But the mirror-born spoke with her voice. "He'll forget you again. You know this. Memory is transitory, indeed, for guardians." Aemon moved to shield her, but the reflection shifted to him, now mimicking his form. "You'll choose duty. You always have." The fight was nippy and brutal. Not a blade and fire, but a memory and will. To destroy a mirror-born, one had to defy and accept the verity it revealed. Together, they faced each scrap fears of loss, of treason, of repeating the same tragedy. By daylight, the mirror-born dissolved into starlight. But there would be more. Seeking guidance, they traveled to the loom, the heart of the Kingdom of Memories, where every soul's story was spun. Then time coiled like thread, and memory needlewomen toiled day and night. The master embroiderer, a childlike reality with eyes aged in any sun, studied the brace with seductiveness. Love is a thread infrequently spun then. It befuddlements. It knots. But it's also strong. Also help us, Leora said. We need to understand why we were drawn together. Why our love changed the area. The embroiderer led them to an impend of obsidian and light. As they approached, it responded, unspooling a memory neither had seen Leora, formerly a keeper herself, not simply a caller. Aemon, her interdicted love. They had tried formally before to change the realm, and failed. The cost had been her expulsion and the fragmentation of her memory. Leora heaved. I was one of them. You were the youthful keeper, the embroiderer verified. But you chose love, and they couldn't bear it. Gashes welled in her eyes, not of sadness, but of recognition. I was ent lost. I was canceled. Aemon's hand set up hers. And I awaited, indeed, when I forgot why. Armed with the verity, Leora and Aemon knew what they had to do. The mirror-born had to be contained, not through destruction, but through reintegration. They were fractured corridor of the realm. After all, broken recollections, cast off by an area hysterical of emotion. In the Valley of Falling Stars, where forgotten wishes gathered, Leora began weaving not with thread, but with song. Each note drew a mirror-born closer. Aemon added his voice, a harmony born of centuries of silence. Together, they sang remembrance into being. The mirror-born wept, and also one by one they knelt, not to surrender, but to return. When the last mirror-born dissolved into light, the stars above burned brighter than ever ahead. Solon appeared formally more. You have done what none ahead dared. You gave memory its heart back. Also let it stay this way, Leora said. Let the kingdom of recollections come a place not only of what was, but of what could be. Under the star lay skies, the area reshaped itself. Timbers grew from horse laugh, gutters from joy. The tableware trees bloomed with living recollections, no longer trapped, but participated. Lanterns carried stories across the sky. Leora and Aemon came further than guardians. They were the realm's new anchors. Every memory, joyous or rueful, passed through their hearts before joining the great weave. Still, they knew their time in this form would not last ever. Love in the Kingdom of Memories was no way stationary. It evolved. One evening, as the sun set in tinges the world had no way seen, Aemon turned to Leora. We began as fractions, but look what we've come. She smiled, gashes of gratefulness in her eyes. A memory worth flashing back.